Today's share is Masechta Sota Daf Yud Dalet. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss in our share Moshe Rabbeinu, and particularly the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says, V'yikbar Oysoi Begai Be'eretz Moyev, Mo Beis Pa'or. Amar Rav Brachia. The Torah gives us Simen B'teich Sima. The Torah gives us a number of ways to recognize exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. The pasuk says, "Begai be'eretz Moav, mo beis pa'ar," and the Mashal points out, why does the Torah have to give us all these simanim if I feel a hachal yada ishes kvarasai? The Torah is telling us, says the Mashal, that if the Torah doesn't want us to know something, you can give us all the simanim, and we still won't know what it means. And that's what happened over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, and that's why the Torah says it in this way. It says the Gemara, Kfashach Malach Sarosh Rasha, and the Roman government already sent Eitzel Gistra Shal Beis Pa'ar. He already sent a message to the ruler Beis Pa'ar, asking him, Hareini Heichem Hashikavar, please show me where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Says the Gemara, Amdul Mala, when they were standing on the top, Nidmalhem Lamata, it looked like he was on the bottom of the mountain. Lamata, when they were standing on the bottom, Nidmalhem Lamala, it seemed like he was on the top. Nechel Kulish Tekitos, then they divided up into two groups. Some were on top, and some were on bottom. Oysen Shamdul Mala, those that were on top, Nimlam Lamata, it looked like he was on the bottom. Lamata, and those that were on the bottom, Nimlam Lamala, looked like he was on top. L'kaimash Nemar, to fulfill what the Pasuk says, V'layoda Ishes Kvros Ari Yamazeh, no one knew. The Mefarshim point out, why were they so anxious to know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? Because they knew, as the Gemara is going to say, that the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu is mechaper on the Aveira of Baal Pa'or. So what they want to do was, they knew if they're going to identify where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, they'll be able to do the Aveira base Pa'or over there. And on the spot, Moshe Rabbeinu's kever will be mechaper them. And moreover, they'll know where the Baal Pa'or is. Another reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was anxious that nobody should come do the Aveira Baal Pa'or. And since Moshe Rabbeinu's burial spot is so connected to Baal Pa'or, if you don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, you wouldn't know where Baal Pa'or is. Another pshat is that they wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And they that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the time came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that if Klai Yisrael will Davin at that spot, they wouldn't be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it from us. Another pshat that I saw is that Yaakov Avinu did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim because Yaakov Avinu was concerned. One of the reasons he didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim was he was concerned that they shouldn't turn it into an Avodah Zarah. And here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned that they would turn the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu into an Avodah Zarah. And the way to avoid that would be by nobody actually knowing where he was buried. I did see a pshat, what is Mala Lamata, that they wanted to know who was the one that lost the most with the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. Was it Klai Yisrael, Nidmam Lamata? Was it we who, in this world, lost our great leader, Moshe Rabbeinu? Or was it Lamala? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel lost such a wonderful leader who led Klai Yisrael in the proper way. And what happened was, the both factors were right. Everybody recognized that both we, in this world, had a terrible loss with the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu, and so did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, he will never be able to have a leader. We, Klal Yisrael, will never be able to have a leader of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw pshat from the Nefesh Meshech Chochma. He says that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos discusses, in Daf Kuf Nun Beis, discusses about the neshama of a person returning to the guf of the person where he's buried in this world. And the reason is that the neshama and the guf were together for so many years, and now when the neshama leaves the guf, it still has some sort of connection. Moshe Rabbeinu, who even during his lifetime was separated from Gashmius, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, Aboim Yoim v'Aboim Laila, 40 days and 40 nights without eating, without drinking. So that's what Pshat in the Gemara is. Lo yod ishes kfurasoi. There was no reason for him to have any connection to his kever. Unlike the neshamas of other individuals who are still connect, their bodies and their neshamas still retain some sort of a relationship. And that's why people go to Beis HaKfaris, to Davin, because of that relationship. Moshe Rabbeinu had no longer had that relationship. In his lifetime, that relationship was already broken. Certainly after he was Nifter, it was no longer there. I saw that the Sefer Chanukah Satorah says that the Pasuk says, Mo Beis Pa'or, so Rashi says, V'yikvah Shebnei Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu's burial space, Rashi says in Chumash, was already prepared from the creation of the world, l'chapa masa pa'er, to know, to be mechapa on that terrible aveira. And the Sefer Chanukah Satorah wants to know, why is Rashi and why is it important to recognize that Moshe Rabbeinu's burial space was prepared so much in advance? So he says that the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, in the Mishnah, tells us that Rabbi Gamliel was washing in a bathhouse that was in the courtyard of Avodah Zarah. And he was asked by one of the philosophim, one of the priests of the Avodah Zarah, doesn't the pasuk say lo yibak biyotchem umam menacherim, that we have to be totally separated from any avodah zarah? Says Rabbi Gamliel, ani lo basi begvula, he ba begvuli. What Rabbi Gamliel meant to say was that the merchatz, the bathhouse in which he washed himself, was there before the avodah zarah, and since the merchatz came into his territory, so to speak, he had a right to continue washing them, and that's what, says the Chanukah Satorah, is what Rashi means to answer. The question is, from all the places in the world, there was nowhere else to bury Moshe Rabbeinu exactly before, right next to the base part. So we did give some explanations why. But what he explains is that Rashi's coming to answer that question. And Rashi says, Kivrei, Moshe Rabbeinu's kever was there prepared from Shesh Shimei Breishis. So Moshe Rabbeinu was there from the time burial spot was there first. The fact that the base Baal Pa'ar came there afterwards, that is not appropriate that Moshe Rabbeinu should lose the place where he should daven. The Mesh Chachma also says, the Pasuk says, Oval Kovet Zela Mitzrayim, that when Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, it was a terrible loss for Mitzrayim. So he explains why, because the Kever of a Tzaddik has the power to be Mechaper. And Mitzrayim, therefore, was upset that Yaakov Avinu would not be buried in Mitzrayim, which would be able to bring them a kapara, just like we learned in our Gemara that the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu caused is a kapara for the Baal Pa'or. So Avol Kovetzel Mitzrayim, where the Tzaddik is buried, brings a kapara, and just like as we see in our Gemara, and that's why Avol Kovetzel Mitzrayim was a terrible loss to Mitzrayim when Yaakov wasn't buried there. So the Sefer Kedushas Mardcha from the Lel of a Rebbe asks, we know that we go to be mispowel by Kfarim, and Moshe Rabbeinu's kever was of course would of course been a place where Klai sort of davened. Like we find, he explains that Kalev davened by the kever of the Avos. He went to Chevron. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu deprive us of that ability to have a place where to daven? So he explains that there was once a Rebbe who was Nifter, and his son, who was a young man, was his successor. And there were people that were thinking to themselves that he is too young, not yet ready to be the successor. So he says that the first year after this Rebbe was Nifter, that the Chassidim came to this new Rebbe, and the Rebbe said a Dvar Torah. The Dvar Torah he said was on the Gemara that we just learned. We just learned V'layada Ishus Kvarasai Ad Hayyam Azab. Says, so he said, what's pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? He said, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have let us know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, then on the day of the yard site, people would not come to the Rebbe's successor. They would all just go to the kever of the person who was Nifter. But we need to have people who are in this world ready to continue leading us. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw no other option but to bury, but not to let Moshe Rabbeinu kever known, to give an opportunity for the new leadership to take over. Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Omer Af Moshe Rabbeinu Ein Yodea Heichan Kaver. Even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know where he's buried. Ksiv Hachav Lo Yada Ishes Kvarasoi. The Pasuk says here, Lo Yada Ishes Kvarasoi. Ksiv Hasam, V'zoy Sabrocha Sheberach Moshe Shalakim. Moshe Rabbeinu is considered Ish. And I saw that, why indeed, why isn't, the Ben Yod explains, why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu told where it was? Because just like the Orin HaKodesh, which we just compared it to, doesn't take up, Einam and Amida, doesn't really take up any place in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Makam Kfura doesn't take up any space in this world. Vam Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Neimam Nikba Moshe Bel Beis Pa'or, as we discussed earlier, why was Moshe Rabbeinu buried near that Avodah Zarah? Today, L'chapra Masipar. And Tosfos quotes a Medrash that every year on the time, at the date when Klai Yisrael did the Aveiro with Bnei Smoyev, Beis Pa'or goes up to Shemayim to speak badly about Klai Yisrael. However, as it's about to ascend to Shemayim to speak badly about Klai Yisrael, it encounters the Avodah Zarah, encounters the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. And because it encounters the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, it has to retreat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that on our behalf. And the question is, is it possible for somebody to follow the Shechina? For like, for them, doesn't the Pasuk say, Keshem Alekecha Eish Achleihu? Ella, the Pshat in the Pasuk is, Lacha Achem Yidoysav. We have to follow the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. Lacha Achem Yidoysav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To follow the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. Ma hu ma b'sharumim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us what to wear. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, by Adam and Chava, V'yas Hashem Elikim. V'yas Hashem Elikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made L'adam L'ishtoi K'sonis Arva Yibishim Av Atahal B'sharumim. We have the obligation to help people who need clothing get their clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'kechayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits people who are not well, the Ksiv Yer Hashem, Elav Hashem, Beloina Mamre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram Avinu, Af Ata Baker Cholim. We have the obligation to be Mevaka Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Avelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menachem Oval, the Ksiv, V'yach Remois Avoram, V'yivarach Elakim, As Yitzchak Benoi, Af Ata Nachem Avelim. We have the obligation to be Menachem Oval. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaiv Mesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, the Ksiv, the Yikvar Oysa Begai, af atak farmesim, we have the obligation that we have to also visit, be involved in Chevra Kedisha. What's pshat that when the Pasuk says, V'yivarach l'kim es Yitzchak b'noi, that's what the Gemara means to say was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem Avelim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains the Sefer Gur Aryeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram Avinu the power of bracha. And Avram went and gave those brachas, that power to Yitzchak. So that came with, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's consent. That was the Nachem Avelim that he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw the Rav Shalom Shvadron in explaining this Gemara says that the Gemara Masechta Ksubis Daf Kuf Yud Aleph says V'atam Advekim Hashem Alkechem Chaim Kulchem Hayoyim. And the Gemara over there asks, V'chi Efshel La'adam Lidovik B'Shechina, is it possible for us to attach itself to the Shechina? Somebody who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, Vaisa Prakimachal Talmud Chacham, somebody who does business with Talmud Chachamim, Vamahana Talmud Chacham in the Chasov, and somebody who helps Talmud Chachamim have Panasa, Malalov, or gives them gifts, Malalov Akosakil Medabik Mishchina. So the question that Rav Shalom asks is that there it says that it's impossible to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here it says, Al Gemara just said that you can. So he says that there are two separate concepts. There's a concept of Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a concept of Lachta Bedrachav. The Gemara over there speaks about Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says that how does one achieve, Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is achieved, as we just read, by helping Talmid Chachamim. Our Gemara is speaking about something else. Our Gemara is speaking about the Lachta Bedrachav. How does one follow the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And for that, the Gemara says, the way one follows, does that, is if he imitates what a Kadosh Baruch Hu says. I saw the Rambam in Hilchos Ovel, Perek Yudalit, Halach Aleph, says, there's a mitzvah drabonon to be mevak choylem to be menachem aveilim lohitzi ameis lachnas kala. So the mefarshim will ask, our Gemara just said that all of this is learned from the pasuk of achrei Hashem lakechem telechu. So why is the Rambam saying that's only a mitzvah drabonon? So I saw that the Torah explains that there are two reasons to mevaka chayla. One reason, which is quoted by the Torah in Yoredeya, Simon Shin Lamed Hei. One reason is because we should dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you visit a sick person and you see that he's not well, you'll use it as an opportunity to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other reason is that you'll see what the person needs and you'll be able to help him. So, Bika Chaylam, that's done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only had the first element, that he could take, that Kadosh Baruch Hu could daven for the person, but not the second element, that he could take care of the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and he knows what everybody needs. So indeed, therefore, when our Gemara says that there's a deraisa of a lohachta v'drachav in Bika Cholim, that is the first part. That just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to see the Chayla, so too we should come see the Chayla. The second part of being able to take care of the Chayla, that's something that obviously only applies to human beings. Says the Gemara, Ksoinus Or. So the pasuk we just quoted said that Kadosh Baruch Hu prepared for Adam and Chava Ksoinus Or. Says the Gemara, a Machloikus Rav and Shmuel, exactly what that means. Charamar Dova Baman Or, that it was wool, the charamar, davishar neneba, that linen. Because one says something that comes from is wool, it was a wool garment, and the other one says it was a linen garment because people enjoy linen garments more than wool garments. Darish Reb Simloi, Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chesadim, the beginning of the Torah speaks about the Gemilas Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the Seifa Gemilas Chesadim, and the end of the Torah speaks about the Gemilas Chassadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And the Gemara explains, the Chalas Gemilas Chassadim, as we learned, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yas Hashem la'odam al-ishtai k'sainis arva yabi shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for Adam and Chava clothing to wear. The Sefer Gemilas Chassadim, the Ksiv, V'yikbar Yisrael B'gai, the Torah ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, burying Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the pshat? So the Shema Shmuel says that what is the purpose of us following the ways of the Torah? The entire purpose of a way of following the Torah is that it makes us into a better person, and therefore the way we become a better person is by doing chesed. But he takes it a step further. The entire fact that we receive the Torah is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Dav Tazayin Amud Aleph, teaches us that Kol Isak B'Torah B'Lo Gemilas Chassadim. If somebody is only involved in Torah without doing chesed, K'misha En Lo Elka. The Gemara says as if he doesn't have a God. And that's what the Ein Yaakov says is the reason why Al Gemara says Torah Tchilasoi B'Soif Chesed. But then I saw what is Samoy coming to teach us? That just learning the pasuk makes it obvious that that's what the Torah is teaching us, that the beginning and the end is chesed. So the Sefer Minchas Soita explains that yes, the last pasuk of the Torah speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu bearing Moshe Rabbeinu, which is clearly a chesed. And why? Because people could have buried Moshe Rabbeinu, and instead of people burying Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and buried Moshe Rabbeinu, is a clear proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a goy mechesed. But at the beginning of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that made them feel as if they have no clothing. And once they had no clothing, that's why he had to make clothing for them. Why would we consider that chesed? The answer is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the situation, he did not have to be the one himself to prepare their clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have easily found others to prepare the clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it by himself to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends his days being Gemilas Chesed. So the Yalkut Meiri asks, isn't the creation of Adam and Chava and the fact that he brought them together the biggest chesed? So he answers, the creation and the bringing together of Adam and Chava don't show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol spent money on chesed. But buying them clothing shows us that one, not all, the chesed is included, that chesed includes one is prepared to spend their money to accomplish chesed. Darshav Simuloi. Neiman, the Sava Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Eretz Yisrael. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so anxious to enter Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechem a period tzorach? Was Moshe Rabbeinu needed to eat its fruit? Oy, was by metayvu tzorach to enjoy the pleasures of Eretz Yisrael? El kacham a Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, habi mitzvahs nistav Yisrael. The many mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael were commanded, the aim is Skyim Elab Eretz Yisrael, the only place to fulfill them is in Eretz Yisrael. A konas anil aretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, allow me to enter Eretz Yisrael, kedei shis kolam kulam al yodei. I should be able to fulfill those mitzvahs. I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, klum atam mevakesh el kal b'schar. You want to be able to get the schar for fulfillment of those mitzvahs. Mal ani alecha ki lasisim. I'm going to give you credit as if you fulfilled the mitzvahs. Shenemar, l'chein achalak lei barabim, v'satsumim michalak sholol, tachas asheres lomos nafshoi, explains the Gemara, the Pasuk. Yochol, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu will get schar only kachroinim, like the later generations, that schar is not that significant because their way that they do the mitzvahs are not that significant. V'loik rishonim, tamaloyim v'asatsumim michalak sholol. Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, he's going to get schar equivalent to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Shehein atzumim b'tayra mitzvahs, they were very strong in their learning Torah and fulfillment of mitzvahs. Takas ashaharol mos nafshoi, shemasa Atzmai Lemisa, that he was ready to put himself up to death when Klai Yisrael did the Aveira of the Eagle, the famous Pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'mayin, if you don't forgive Klai Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, M'cheni na Mesifrecha, please erase me. Please erase me. V'es Poshim Nimna, Shem Nimna Mesa Midbar. The Pasuk means that he was part of the Mesa Midbar. He didn't make it at Yisrael. V'hu Chet Rabim Nasser, Shechiper Amasa Eagle. That he was the one that caused Klai Yisrael to have a kapara on the aver of the eagle. Ula poishim yafgia shabikish rachem abayis Yisrael shachim b'tshuva. He damned the Kadosh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael should be able to do tshuva. Then begiya al tefila, and the Gemara says the begiya always means tefila shnema v'al tispal ba'ara zeh v'al tisa ba'adam rina tefila v'al tifkabi. All of this describes Moshe Rabbeinu's the way he lived. So many Mepharshim tried to understand why from everything does the Gemara point out that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu might have wanted to enter Yisrael, that as if the only reason Moshe Rabbeinu would want to enter Yisrael was to be able to eat from the delicious fruit of Yisrael. So the original Rebbe answers that the Arizal says that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael not only are very delicious, but they have the ability of influencing and making us have greater Yerushalayim. And that's what Rav Shmuloy meant to ask. Did Moshe Rabbeinu need to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael in order to attain Yerushalayim? Moshe Rabbeinu already was on the highest level of Yerushalayim. And since Moshe Rabbeinu was already on such a high level of Yerushalayim, he didn't need to have it. Another pshat along the same lines I saw from the Leif Simcha. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Shoyl Mimach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? Ki im li raisai. Only that we should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks, V'chi yira milsa zitrasuhi. To have Yerushalayim, is it insignificant? And the Gemara says, In. L'mgabim Moshe Milsa Yitrusahi. Moshe Rabbeinu, for him, it's not considered a significant level of Yerushalayim. And therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu had that ability, already had Yerushalayim, there was no need for him to eat the fruit and get the Yerushalayim. There's also a discussion in the Paiskim that even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, he did enter Eivor HaYarden. And Eivor Yadin is considered like Eretz Yisrael. So why isn't it considered like he entered Eretz Yisrael? So Farshim explained that there's a concept of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, is greater than anything else. The Avni Nezer asks the question, why doesn't the Gemara say that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So for that, the Avni Nezer answers, first of all, we know there's a question if always there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but the Avni Nezer says that there's a concept, a very important halachic concept, nanas v'loyasa mitzvah. If somebody was not able to do a mitzvah because it's beyond his control, because of something beyond his control, ma'al of akasuv, the pasuk considers it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he did fulfill the mitzvah. And that's what, and therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let him go into Eretz Yisrael, that's not considered as if he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he has no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara concluded, the Perek concluded, by calling tefillah pigiya. And the Sefer Imri Bina explains, why is tefillah actually called pigiya? So he explains that there are two types of tefillahs. One is tefillah that sometimes a person finds himself in a situation where he realizes that this is a time and a place where he has to daven. Like Yaakov Avinu says, "Ochen yeshal kim makmazeh v'noichel lo yedati," that I'm in a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah is there, and that's why I have to daven. And there's another time where a person knows we have to daven three. There's another type of tefillah where we have to daven three times a day. A person has to realize, I think that's what the Imre Bina means to say, that not only must we daven when the time for tefillah comes, but a person has to daven ein pegiya el tefillah when a person comes in situations in life where he needs to daven, where he sees there's a situation he needs to daven, that's what he has to daven. But then I saw another word in answering this question from Rabbi Sochadoiv from Belz. He says, we know the Gemara Masech the Brachos, Daf Chav Vav Amabeis, says, Tfilas Ovos Tiknun. The Tfilas were instituted by the Ovos. Avram Tfikin Tfilas Shachash Nemar, V'yashkim Avram Aboika Lamokam, Asher Omasham, Yitzhak Tikin Tfilas Nimcha, Shnevi Yetzah Yitzchak Lasuch Besoda, and Yaakov Tikin Tfilas Arvish Nemar V'yifka B'mokam, V'ayim P'giyah, like we have here El Tfilah. And he asks the obvious question, why is Tfilah by Avram Avinu called Amida, and by Yitzchak Sicha, and by Yaakov Pigia? So he says that Avram Avinu instituted that when a person stands and davens, that when a person prepares himself for tefillah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillah. As we know, the Gemara says regarding Avram Avinu, regarding tefillah that we learn from Avram Avinu, Kol HaKavei Mokum HaTefilosoi Elokei Avram Bezroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu brought into the world that if a person prepares himself for davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillah. Yitzchak Avinu saw that not everybody could daven in that fashion. And therefore, he says, even if the tefillah is just like a sicha, even if it's just like a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mekabel the tefillah. Yaakov Avinu recognized that even that is difficult. And therefore, he said, "Ein pegiya that tarim yikrav ani ena that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even just wait for our tefillah, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillah even before we begin to daven. And we should have that tzchus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should always listen to our tefillah even before we daven. A Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant us everything we need. Hanulacham kana leishtoi, hanulach bekana leishtoi. The Mishnah, as we begin our new perek, continues to discuss the procedure of what happened as the husband would bring the wife for to drink the meisaita. Says the Mishnah, "Hayy mevis minchasoi b'toch kfifa mitzvus." They brought the carbon mincha of the saita in a wicker basket. The noisna al yodel, it was put on the hands of the woman kedei liyaga in order to exhaust her, because as we've learned so many times, she should admit if she did something wrong. The Rashi explains, why was it that the husband brought the Karban Mincha? So Rashi explains that the Pasuk says so. It's based on the Pasuk, Vehavius Karbanel Leo. The Rambam explains that the reason that the husband brought the Karban is the Minchas Kenas is here, as the Pasuk says, Maskeris Oven. The Torah says that the Maskeris Oven, the one that started this procedure, says the Ramban, is the husband. And therefore he has to bring it. The Chaskuni says that this woman is very possibly somebody who did something very wrong. And there's a concept in the Torah of Zavach Rishoyim Toeva, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not prepared to accept the kabbonis of the Rishoyim. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not ready to accept the kabbalas of the Rishoyim, that's why the carbon had to be brought by the husband, not by the wife. The Mishnah we're going to learn on your test, Daf your test, teaches us that the Kohen would be the one to do the tenufa together with the Saita. The Rashi says that isn't the tenufa always done by the Baal carbon? So Rashi points out that even though we just learned that it's the husband who brings the carbon, the wife does the tenufa, not the husband, because the husband is taka bringing the carbon, but he's bringing it on her behalf. Explains the pun of Yafif, that if the woman would bring the carbon herself, what she would be able to accomplish is she would be able to create that the site, that the may site should not be effective. Because what could she do? She could bring
a carbon which is pasul. A carbon pasul is not effective, and therefore, since we're concerned that the citus knows that she's guilty, and she's trying to come up with a way to avoid having a problem, what she'll do is she'll bring the pasul of carbon. So to prevent such a situation, the husband has to bring the carbon. So as the Chasam Sofer, we know that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Masechta Zvachim, a very big part of Masechta Zvachim speaks about pigel. That if the kohen has a machsheves pigel, as a carbon is brought, the carbon becomes disqualified. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us that not only the kohen, if he has a machsheves pigel, makes the carbon pigel, the owner of the carbon also can make a carbon pigel. So ask the Chasam Sofer, a soita, as she brings the carbon, will have a machsheves pigel. By having a machsheves pigel, the carbon will become possible. Once the carbon becomes possible, it wouldn't be effective, and that would undo the entire procedure. And the Chasam Sofer says, well, maybe we'll say, since we just learned in our Mishnah that it is the husband who pays for the carbon, so then it's his carbon, and only the owner of a carbon can make a carbon pasul, not someone else. Says the Chasam Sofer, no, since the carbon is being brought on her behalf, even though she's not the one that's paying for it, the halach is, it's considered her carbon. So how could we prevent this problem? So Avni Nezer says that the recipient of a carbon, who is considered the recipient, the owner of the carbon? Somebody who gets a kapara through the carbon. So he says, if the soita is indeed innocent, then our carbon is not a problem with a carbon. She knows she's innocent. If she's guilty, then the carbon doesn't bring a kapara for her. If the carbon doesn't bring a kapara for her, so she can't make the carbon pigel. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Zatzal, wrote a sefer called Gvura Shmoinim. The reason the sefer is called Gvura Shmoinim is because he asked this question that we just learned, that why can't the soita make a carbon into pigel and therefore make it ineffective? And he offers Shmoinim. That's why he called the sefer Gvura Shmoinim, because he offers 80 terutzim to the question. He says that the main purpose of this carbon is for kapara. So he says, who is the one that needs the kapara? He says it's actually not the soita who's looking for kapara. He says it's actually the husband who's looking for the kapara. The husband is looking for clarification of what happened here. And therefore, since he's considered the one that gets the kapara, and not the wife, so she can make it into pigel. Kol Menachos, says the Mishnah, Kol Menachos Tchilason, all carbon minchas, as they're brought from one's home to the Beis HaMikdash, the siphon, and after they're brought into the Beis HaMikdash, the klisharis, they were put into klisharis. Vilo, however, v'tchila, v'zu tchila b'kfifa mitzvus, it was put into the basket. The siphon, only at the end, when right before the kmitzah, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, was it put into klisharis. Kol Menachos Tuna Shemen Levayna, all carbon minchas require Shemen Levayna. V'zu enetayna lo Shemen v'lo Levayna. There's no Shemen Levayna added to this carbon mincha. Kol Menachos Bas Menachitim, usually carbon mincha was brought from wheat flour. V'zu ba menasarim, this was brought from barley flour. Minchas ha'aymer, api sheba menasarim. The minchas ha'aymer, even though it too was a carbon mincha that was brought from barley, hi hai seba gerish, it was a carbon that the barley was sifted. Zu, but the carbon, the barley flour that was used for the mincha of the soita, bar kemach, comes kemach, which is not such a high grade of flour. Why? Says Gamliel, k'shem shemaseh masa behema, she acted in an immoral fashion as animals do. Kach karbona mach behema, that's why her carbon should be brought from barley, which is the food of animals. Says the Gemara Tanya Abba Chanan, Mishum Rebbe Lezer. Why do we make her do this? We said, the Mishnah says, Kedei L'yaga. Why do we try to wear her out? Says the Gemara Kedei Shetach Sabah, that she should regret, she should go back. We don't want her to drink the Maimarim. And of course, we don't want that Hashem Hashem should be erased. Im kocha chasotay al over it, soina. So Gemara says, where the Gemara is assuming the reason it's done also is that she should not suffer terrible death that happens if she's guilty. So says the Gemara, if we see that the Torah was so concerned for people who do Averis, Kavachayma Aloysa Ritzoinoi, for somebody who's a tzaddik. How do we know that the reason is because the Torah is concerned that she should not suffer this terrible death? Maybe our concern, as we said, is that the Megillah, Hashem Hashem's name, should not be erased. Answers the Gemara, Kesavar, Mashka, Vakach Makar, is Mechasai. That the Kohen would give it a drink before he brought the Karban Mincha. So obviously the reason is that we don't want it to drink. Dimisha Megillah, because if the concern was that we want to avoid the erasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, it was already erased previously, so there's no point in doing this to avoid that. Kol Menachas, we learned in the Mishnah, all the Minchas were brought in the Kli Sharis from the outset. This was first brought in a wicker basket. Ramini asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, say the Menachas Ketzer, exactly how would a Karban Mincha brought? Or the Mevi Mincha B'Tach Beisai. A person brings a Karban Mincha from home. B'Kaltoi Shel Kesev V'Shel Zov. In gold and silver baskets. The nice little Kli Sharis, and then puts the Karban Mincha in the Kli Sharis, Makachev Kli Sharis, and by putting the Karban Mincha into the Kli Sharis, that's when it becomes Kaddish. The nice little Shemna, and the Kain, and they put on it oil, and as we're going to learn again, Masech the Menachas and Mitzvah, they put Shemen in twice. First, they put oil at the bottom of the pot, at the bottom of the keli, and then they pour oil after they put in the ingredient, and then after they put in all the other ingredients, they put in the levoina. And continues the braisa. O melecha etz a kohen gadol, they take the mincha to the kohen gadol, to the kohen. From this point and forward, the halacha is everything has to be done strictly by a kohen. Putting the karban mincha into klisharis may be done by Yisrael, but everything from this point forward must be done by the Kohen. The Kohen malicha etz mizbeach. The Kohen brings it to the mizbeach, magisha, and he puts it bekeren deraimus meravis on the southwest corner, keneged chudash keren, right by the corner. V'dayoy, and that's enough. And then mesalakas levoina, he pushes the levoina that's on top of the mincha letzad echad to side. The kaimitz mimakim shenasrab shemna. The Kohen has to take off a kaimitz of the Karban Mincha by putting in a fist into the Karban Mincha and removing it, and you use the place with as much oil. For nice little klisharis, and you put the kaimitz into a klisharis, or makach of a klisharis, and by putting the kaimitz into the klisharis, it gets the kedusha, or malakat as levanasa, or the levina that was pushed to the side is gathered now by the Kohen, for nice little gabov, and puts it on top of the kaimitz. And now he brings the kaimitz to the mizbeach, and he puts it on the mizbeach, and on the mizbeach he puts salt on it, the noisal gabi isha, and puts it on top of the fire. Says the braisa, karev a kaimitz, once the kaimitz is brought to the mizbeach, shirea, the rest of the karev mincha, nechala may be eaten by the kohanim, v'shoyim kain liten l'toichai, the kohanim could put into the mincha, yayin shemet vash, wine, oil, and honey to give the Karban Mincha a good taste. Ve'ena surim el mal chametz. The only thing they have to avoid is make sure that it doesn't become chametz. But ask the Gemara, Ketani Meya, but what did this braisa say? That when the Karban Mincha was brought from one's home, it was brought bekalto shekesa bekal shesazov in silver and gold baskets. Amar Rapapa, answers Rapapa, Ema, not unlike what our Mishnah said, that it always, when it was regular Karban Mincha, was brought in klisharis. B'keil maruim klisharis. They were brought from home in these baskets, but these are baskets that are klisharis. Mechlal, says the Gemara, that unlike the gold and silver baskets, the kfifa mitzris, the basket that's discussed in our Mishnah, loichazia, cannot be used for Kli Sharis. Says the Gemara, command, whose opinion does this follow? Says the Gemara, the like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Tanya Kli Sharis Asen Shalaitz, a Kli Sharis that's made out of wood, Rabbi Paisel, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Machshir. He says it doesn't have to be made necessarily out of silver or gold. Says the Gemara, I feel tame Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Our Mishnah, this opinion that says that it has to be made out of silver and gold, that doesn't have to be made out of silver and gold, Kfifa Mitzris, is not even consistent with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion. For explains the Gemara. Aim Dam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that you can make it from wood, b'chshuvim. It's made out of expensive wood. B'pchusim, Kfifa Mitzris, is considered a very insignificant type of keli. Mi Omer, less like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because the Gemara says, can we suggest that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would allow a Kli Sharis made out of Kfifa Mitzris? Doesn't the Pasuk say, HaKriveh Nol Fachasecha, that the Avoida that we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should of course not be in any way less than the way the Akum did their service. And they certainly would not have used this type of a keli. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, the nice of the Kli Sharis, umekach of a Kli Sharis. From the fact that it says, umekach of a Kli Sharis, suggests the Gemara, shmami not Kli Sharis, umekach of a Elamidas, that you have to have kavona, says the Gemara, and that's a question, because we're going to learn a machloikis, that there are opinions that say, as soon as it's put into the Kli Sharis, it becomes Kaddish. Aim and nice to be klisharis, it's put into klisharis, lakacha be klisharis, in order that it becomes kaddish there, even without any specific das. We learned further, how do we know that that's part of the procedure? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yotzukale shemen v'nasun la levoina, and here too is an avoida that doesn't have to be done by the kohanim. A malichaitz of kain, now it's brought to the kain, to the ksiv, as the pasuk says at this point, the via b'nei haran. The kain malichaitz mizbeach, the ksiv, the pasuk says, how do we know that the korban milch has to be brought next to the mizbeach? The ksiv, the gisha el hamizbeach. We learned further in the braisa, mekisha b'keren dromis merovis, keneged shkudish o'keren, it's brought to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, the dayoy, and that is enough. Ask the Rav Nolan. How do we know that that's the proper place to bring the Karban Mincha? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'zois Torah Samincha, Hakrav Oysa B'nei Haram L'fnei Hashem, Al P'nei HaMizbeach. V'tanya, and the Braisa says, the Braisa suggests, L'fnei Hashem, Yochav B'marv. We would think that it should be on the west side of the Mizbeach. Because in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash is on the west side. And the Mizbeach was 32 amos wide, right in the middle of the Azara. So the Gemara is assuming that the west side of the Mizbeach faces the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. And therefore, that's the appropriate place of Lifnei Hashem, where to bring the Karban Mincha. Tamaloyma, the Pasuk says, El Pnei Mizbeach, which is the side from which you come up to the Mizbeach, which the ramp to come on to the Mizbeach was on the south side. V'al Pnei Mizbeach, Yochum Darim. So that would mean you should put it on the south side. Tamalayim Lefnei Hashem, which we just said is the west side. Ha-Ketzat, how do we reconcile these two psukim? Megisha B'Keren Dreimus Maravis, put it on the southwest corner, Keneged Chudosh Keren, and you will fulfill both psukim. Rabbi Lazar says, again, addressing the two psukim that we just learned, the Lifnei Hashem means the west side. Apnei Mizbeach means the south side. Yochel Yasena B'Merav Shalkeren or Drabim Shalkeren. Now when we have the southwest corner, we could put it either on the south side or on the west side. Amrit, to which Amarta, so which he says, Kamakam Shatam Moitzi Shnei Mekros. Whenever the Torah has two psukim, Echem Mekayim Atzmai U'Mekayim Divri Chaveroi, where it's possible to fulfill both psukim. But one pasuk you could fulfill, but it contradicts umefat matal devri chaveri. If you will follow what this pasuk says, you will not be able to follow what another pasuk says. The halach is menich eshemekayim atzmai umevat chaveri. We don't follow the pasuk that only to fulfill what it says and not what the other pasuk says. But Taifsim would rather we follow the pasuk Shemekayim Atzmai Mekayim Chaveri. And therefore he explains, Kishta Omer Lefnei Hashem, if we follow the pasuk Lefnei Hashem, which means, as we said, you put it on the Marv side, on the west side, Bitalta, you won't be able to fulfill what the pasuk says of Pnei Mizbeach, which means the Dorim, the south side. However, Kishta Omer Pnei Mizbeach B'Dorim, but when we fulfill what it says to put on the south side, Kiyamta, we could still fulfill Lefnei Hashem B'Marv. HaKetzat, what does that mean? Magisha L'Droim Shekarim, put on the south side of the corner. But ask the Gemara, why is that so? Why by putting it on the south side of the southwest corner is it considered that you fulfilled both Psukim? Answer, V'echen Kiyamta, Amar V'ashi, K'sova Haitaner, Belozor of the opinion, that the Mizbeach was not in the middle of the Azara, but rather, Kula Mizbeach B'Tzofenkai, the entire Mizbeach was on the north side of the Mizbeach. And therefore, if the entire Mizbeach was the north side, so the south wall of the Mizbeach faces the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, on the south side, you fulfilled everything. And then it says, after putting it there, V'dayoy, and it's enough. What does that mean? Amar Vash Itzrich. That you have to put the Mizbeach, that it should touch the Mizbeach, Kamash Malon, that as long as it's next to the corner, it's satisfactory. But ask them, maybe indeed it has to be put on the Mizbeach. The Agosha requires that it should be put on the Mizbeach. I'm a Krav Gisha, V'kriv Al-Kai V'gisha Mizbeach. Ma Krava. The word akrava means that's koyin. You give it to the koyin in the keli. Afagosha, so to the agosha, is putting it next to the mizbeach while still in the kli sharis. And we learned further, we push all the levayna to one side. Says the Gemara, why are we careful to do this? Explains the Gemara, because we don't want that when we do the kmitza, any of the levayna should come along. Tanan, as the Mishnah, in Masech de Menachos teaches us, Kometz v'ala b'yadai tzror, and when kmitza was done, there's a pebble, or a gargamelach, or some salt, or a kurt levayna pasul. The kmitza has to be purely from the ingredients of the korban mincha, the flour and the oil, nothing else. So we have to be careful to do the kmitza in a way that no levayna should get mixed in. V'kometz v'makom sh'nisrab b'shemna, but we learned that the kmitza should be done from a spat that has a lot of oil, menolon, the ksiv, misalta, becomes mishamna, like kumtsa, misalta, mishamna, migarso, mishamna. The Torah says that we should always take along oil when we do the kmitza. A nice little klisharis, makachavik klisharis, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, lomeli, why is it necessary to put the kaimitz again into klisharis? The purpose of putting into klisharis is to be makadoshit. But ask the Gemara, kachachadazimna, it was already became kaddish previously when we put it into the klisharis originally, says the Gemara, midah dehava adam. We treat it the same way we treat the dam of a regular carbon of an animal. Dam, avagav dekitshir besak v'tzava behema, the knife that's used to slaughter the animal is a klisharis. So the dam that comes in contact with it, with that knife, already becomes kaddish. But still, we put into klisharis by the Kabbalah Saddam. Hachinami, even though it became Kaddish by putting it into klisharis originally, Lashna, it's put into a klisharis. The kaimitz is put into klisharis again before we continue doing the avoida of the Karban Mincha.